wholly taken up with contriving methods of amusing themselves. Concerning the performing of Handel's Messiah, John Newton wrote, "How shall we view the people of our times? I see the great mass of people involved in one common charge of high treason against the omnipotent God. They are already in a state of guilt, but have not yet been brought to their trial. The evidence against them is so plain, strong, and pointed that there is not the least doubt of their guilt being fully proved. Yet they are foolishly unconcerned that nothing but a free pardon from God can preserve them from their deserved eternal punishment. In this situation, it would seem in their best interest to avail themselves of every expedient in their power for obtaining God's mercy. But they are entirely heedless of their imminent danger, and are wholly taken up with contriving methods of amusing themselves, that they may pass away their short time on earth with as much levity as possible. Among other resources, they call in the assistance of music, and they are particularly pleased with the performing of Handel's Messiah. They choose to make the solemnities of their impending judgment, the character of their judge, the methods of his procedure, and the dreadful punishment to which they are exposed, the themes of their musical entertainment, and, as if they were quite unconcerned in their upcoming judgment, their attention is chiefly fixed upon the skill of the composer and in adapting the style of his music to the very solemn subjects with which they are trifling. The offended king, however, unasked by them, and out of his great mercy and compassion towards those who have no pity for themselves, sends them a gracious message. He assures them that he is unwilling that they should eternally perish, and that he requires, yes, he entreats them to submit to him. He points out a way in which he offers them a free and a full pardon. But instead of taking a single step towards a compliance with his undeserved and gracious offer, they set his message to music. And this, together with a description of their present hopeless state, and of the fearful doom awaiting them if they continue obstinate, is sung for their entertainment and accompanied with enthralling music. Surely, if such a case as I have supposed could be found in real life, though I might admire the musical taste of these people, I would certainly commiserate their stupidity and hardness of heart. Revelation chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth, and under the earth and on the sea, and all that is in them, singing, "To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power for ever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped.